You're listening to Showtime
on URN
5678.
So I'm now joined by Adriana, the director of Musicality Chicago, and Joe, one of the actors, treading the boards in the upcoming production. So my first question, I suppose, has to be, just in case there's anyone out there who really has never heard of Chicago, what is it? What's it about?
So it's about two ladies who both commit murders at the start of the show, and it's about them fighting against each other for the spotlight.
So what was the appeal for you as like the director and kind of, you know, the creative team of this production about putting that on with and for students?
I think the show is just absolutely amazing as a production. There's the songs are absolutely amazing. You just heard All That Jazz. That's one of my favourites. And we thought it's also fairly easy when it comes to set because there's not much set. And then the costumes are also... Well, we'll come on to costumes later, maybe. But they're quite simple in that sense. So, yeah, it was, I think, just the fact that it's a really good show and it's also quite doable.
Brilliant. So as someone involved from the acting perspective, was that an element that drew you into wanting to be a part of the show, or was it kind of just came about by happenstance?
Well, so I'm a first year, so I was really eager to get involved with sort of a big show. And dancing isn't one of my strong points. It might be now, but you can buy a ticket to come and find out.
See, I like this. Musicality are the best of this, where it's like, well, we could have all changed, but you will have to come and have a, you know, buy a ticket to find out.
But as I just mentioned, this show is quite a dance-heavy show, so I thought, you know, this show is going to challenge me. So if I can get in, then it's going to be cool.
And what role are you now playing?
So I am in the ensemble, but I do have a featured role near the start of the show, who is Sergeant Fogarty.
And I suppose in a show that is predominantly to do about women murdering their partners and going to jail, the sergeant has to be relatively important. Really,
he's basically the most important.
Yeah, it's the Sergeant Fogarty show, isn't it?
Yes, and no, but yes.
Without you, Roxy would never be arrested. She would never have gone to jail.
The whole you bring the plot about. See?
I knew I was important.
Oh, he's going to be insufferable after this, isn't he?
I already am.
So, you talked a little bit about sort of the staging of it and things. Now, I am really, really grateful that Musicality is putting on Chicago because I've never seen it live. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I'm aware of is that the live show is meant to be quite different to the film version, which, you know, we heard a song from that. Actually, most of the music that I'm playing this evening is going to be from that film version. And that was always kind of pitched as like the musical inside Roxy's mind, whereas the stage show seems to be much more like dance-based, a bit more stripped back. What could you maybe say about that?
So the strength of the film, and I think why it did so well, was that they showed the two different worlds of Chicago. So half of the film was focused on the real-life Chicago. Roxy's being arrested, she's being put into jail. But then the other half is they are on stage, they're doing these like amazing routines, amazing costumes, and that was the distinction that they had between them. So the stage production is different in the sense that there isn't, like, it doesn't flip to real life, it's all on stage. But what we try and do to capture that change is subtle changes in lighting, where it goes from maybe like a bright sort of daylight, where this is like what's happening, and then it goes a bit mistier and moodier as we come into like the songs. And also the film misses out a lot of good songs that you're going to be able to see when you come see it. So there's Me and My Baby, that's missed out completely, which is where Roxy... where Roxy sings a song about something that you might see when you come see the performance.
Have to get tickets and come have a look.
Have to get tickets to find out. And also A Little Bit of Good, which is sung by Mary Sunshine. So that's a song to introduce her. And our lovely Siska Green is going to be singing that in the live show.
Oh, brilliant. So as the director, knowing that kind of the film version is out there, but also the iconic moments of different versions of Chicago, you know, like the Bob Fosse-esque choreography for all that jazz. Like, I can't dance at all, I'm with you, Joe, but...
No, neither can I.
Sorry, I'll rephrase it. I can't dance at all. Nothing like Joe, who is fantastic. But even I know there are, like, the little elements, like, you know, the spinning finger and, you know, sort of the jazz hands element. Have you as director been able to put some of those elements in, or is it like, no, this is our version, people are coming to see a new production of Chicago that is done entirely by us and sort of broken the boundaries a bit?
So as a director, I haven't had much say in the choreography of the show. We've left that down to our choreographer, Hattie, but she's done an absolutely amazing job at, like, bringing the Fosse back into it. So we do have all the spinning fingers, the Fosse walks. Yeah, so if you come see it, well, there's a lot of that to look forward to.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so pleased. It's nice to have that sort of mixture between, like, the little sort of Easter eggs to people who know the show.
But a lot of it is just completely made up from scratch and from her. So it's kind of like the old Fosse style mixed in with Hattie's new choreography.
And this is what I love most about musicality. I remember saying to the group last year when they came in for Made in Dagenham that what I love about your shows is that you forget that you're students. Like, you just put on these fantastic shows. I don't want to big you up too much and, you know, stroke the egos, but you put on these amazing shows all the time while you're students, you know, going through exams and assessments and lectures and whatnot, and then you come up with these fantastic productions. I'm so enamoured by it and absolutely in awe. I'm now joined by Megan and Ellie, who are actresses in Chicago. Could you tell me a little bit about the roles that you play?
Sure. Well, both of us are actually murderesses, Mary murderesses. I am June, or Squish, in the iconic, you know, Cell Block Tango. And
I am Mona, or Lipschitz, in the Cell Block Tango.
What is it, I mean, I have to ask, what's it like getting to perform Cell Block Tango? Because, I mean, we've all danced around the kitchen to it, wanting to be part of it. You haven't actually get to live it.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I got the phone call that I got cast, and they said June/Squish, I'm like, and they said, you know, one of the murderesses. I'm like, oh, God, Cell Block Tango. And every time, you know, even leading up to the rehearsal of, you know, the iconic Cell Block Tango, I'm like, oh, I wonder how the choreography will be and everything and whatever, and just... It didn't fail to, you know, impress me. We do a lot of stuff, and we also have the ensemble girls with us in the background, so that also adds to the ambiance of, you know, we're incredible. You know, we murdered our husbands, but we got away with it because we're just...
Hey, you know, you do you sometimes.
Yeah, well, personally for me, as soon as I heard that it was Chicago, automatically, like, it was tunnel vision. I want to be a Mary murderess in the Cell Block Tango. I've never got to play, like, an angry role. I'm always playing the girly. And I've always wanted to be like that umphy character, so when I got told that I got this character, I was absolutely over the moon.
See, that's the thing, because people always say it's way more fun to play a villain. Now, I'm not saying, 100%. Like, the murderers are proper villains, but it must be so nice to just, like, properly let your hair down, just let loose.
Yeah, and I mean, like Ellie said, if you see me, you know I'm very short, I'm very petite. So, like, when I was like, okay, I'm having a really angry role, I'm like, how am I gonna look really just aggressive? and you can't do anything to me, and I'm gonna kill you. You know, that kind of vibe. Like, I really have to.
Okay, note to self: don't run into Megan on it, like,
no,
a late night.
It's scary.
Go, oh yeah, I'm so lovely. No, I will kill you. So how have rehearsals been going? Because there's, like, so much choreography and things to learn with Chicago, as with any show, but Chicago, as we've said, quite, you know, dance heavy. What's it been like, you know, going through the routines, picking up the steps?
Well, it's definitely been more of a challenge for me personally, and I think for a lot of people in the cast, just because a lot of us seem to mainly be singers and actresses, and this is, like, a big change to focus mainly on dancing. But I think it's been so much fun to get to, like, learn and perfect a different discipline. And it's got to the point now where we're all doing the right thing, but we all need to make sure that it's the same time.
Yes. So. The knowing laughter from the people behind me is going, that is the challenge.
The show will be incredible.
Yeah, no, we will have it ready and perfect. No,
but again, this is why people need to get their tickets and come along and see it.
If to, I
to see how well you've learned these things.
Yeah, exactly. I think, if anything, that's like the biggest hurdle for us is mm-hmm. like, since it is a very dance heavy musical, you know, you see it with the eyes and turn, like, you know, you hear the music and it's beautiful, whatever, but you see it, and if, like, you know, if everyone just is in unison, it just has so much more of an impact
yeah.
than, you know, if not.
Definitely.
But it will be.
Definitely. So we've talked a little bit about Cell Block Tango, but as you say, there is fantastic music in Chicago. You know, Kandra and Ebb really outdid themselves, I feel, with this show. Other than Cell Block Tango, because it's everybody's favourite, what is your favourite song from the show, either that you're a part of or that you just get to sit back and watch and go, that's really good, I like that?
Well, I feel like when you know, tell someone, you know, we're doing... So, for example, I went to literally the spa and she saw me with my stash, my hoodie, and she's like, oh, you're doing Chicago. I love Cell Block Tango and All That Jazz. I'm like, yeah, those are the iconic two. So I feel like All That Jazz is, like, a really huge... And again, it's the opening number. We have a really incredible dance with it, so I feel like it's just, even with the choreography and the rehearsals and everything, I feel like that's my favorite, and that's the one that I'll remember, you know, from, you know, years and years. Just that dance and that choreography with the music is just iconic.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I also really enjoy doing All I Care About, which is the song that introduces the main male character, Billy Flynn, because we're like his backing dancers almost, and we get to be very like smooth and sultry, and it's just so much fun to like get to be around him and show him off.
Yeah,
basically.
Especially after Cell Block Tango. Ooh, we love you, Billy.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
You're just showing your versatility as actors. I can do everything. I'm now joined by Matt, the musical director, and Siska, who's playing Mary Sunshine. You actually get to feature in that song as Mary Sunshine.
Yeah, I get a little bit of a duet with Billy Flynn, get a little bit of a dance in.
You were just worried about your dress, though. I was listening in on that conversation. Do you think it'll be okay?
I hope so. I'm also wearing my ensemble outfit underneath. So I'll have a lot of little quick changes happening, but it will all work out. It will be fine.
This is another moment where you go, well, people will have to buy tickets and come along to see.
Yeah, if you want to see me muck up, just come along.
No, don't sell yourself short. Actually, you know, let's talk a little bit about Mary Sunshine, because it's one of the most interesting roles, I think, in Chicago. You know, traditionally played by a man in drag, then kind of the film set the tone of, you know, the cast, Christine Baranski, who's just outstanding. What take are you having on the role, do you think?
Well, Mary Sunshine is such an odd character because nobody really knows where she's come from or what her motivation is. But the take that I have is that she's got a little thing going on with Billy Flynn, and that's how he gets all of his headlines out there. Maybe a bit of a romance or just a casual thing, not sure. But she's really overdramatic, to the point where it's ridiculous and silly and a bit annoying. But yeah, my take is that her life is so boring that she thrives off of meaningless drama.
I absolutely love that. That's such an interesting and intricate way of approaching it. I love it. And just hearing you talk about her, I can see that you're going to bring so, so much to that role. I can't wait to see it. But Matt, I want to talk to you a little bit about the music, obviously. First question, just to kind of like get the ball rolling. I spoke to the girls earlier about what their favourite songs were. As musical director, you're kind of responsible for them all. No pressure, hearing like the giggles behind me. Any that are, well, should I say any particular favourites, but then also any particular challenges?
So there are a couple of challenging ones in the show because... unlike many musical theatre songs, Chicago intersperses many of the songs with little scenes to add context and drive the plot forward, which means that a lot of the time it goes from you're playing along with someone who's singing, then you stop and you're underscoring, then you stop so that the scene can catch up with where they should be, then you start the song again and get to the end, which it is challenging, but the end result is that... the show has very few scenes without music underneath them, which I think adds to the atmosphere of this sort of musical vaudeville that is the tagline of the show. The joys to conduct The vocal one is Mr. Cellophane, which is performed by Amos, one of our leads who is not here, Jack. He is so funny. He makes me absolutely lose it every time I'm trying to conduct that number, which is lucky that it's quite easy for me, not for him, obviously, he's working very hard. But I don't have to do very much in that one, which is lucky because I am absolutely wetting myself every time he's singing. From an instrumental perspective, I am never failed to be cheered up by the entr'acte. It's a mashup of all the songs in the second act, but it's played by the instrumentalists in the band, who are 15 practically virtuoso jazz players. And so the melodies that are sung by the singers later in that act are embellished and improvised upon, and by the end of it you've got everybody doing something different, and the wash of sound that is created by the band is amazing, and it's a testament to Kander and Ebb's ability to write for instrument. It is excellent fun to conduct and listen to.
I mean, because that's the thing with Chicago, that it is this absolute staple jazz musical. I know that musical theatre has kind of got this reputation of being on, you know, high kicks and jazz hands, but actually jazz doesn't always feature that heavily in it. And so when shows come along like Chicago, it must be really nice to just, particularly with the musicians, just let them have free rein, because they must be fantastic jazz musicians.
Absolutely. I think I enjoyed that today. We were rehearsing, running the show with a subset of the band to help the cast and help me practice. And when we did that piece, the entr'acte, I just told them to just have fun and stop playing what's written, because actually all of them, and this will be true for everyone in the band, will play better when they're not thinking about it, and they're, because they are that good, is that as soon as they stop thinking, they will really wow the audience.
Oh, that sounds incredible. So I know we've covered a few reasons this evening already, but why should people come and see this show?
I would say because it's so different to any of the other shows we've done in musicality in the past few years. Like other people have said, it's so dance heavy. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to show that we are not just singers, but we're dancers as well. Or, yeah, most of us are.
Joe just puts his hand down in the corner.
No, Joe's the best. Joe's great. And Roxy takes a stab.
I'm sorry, Joe. Like, you shouldn't have started with that, because now it's like the underlying point of this evening.
And it's just a great mixture of some serious topics with great humour, and the actors are just absolutely incredible. The two leads completely wowed us, and it was just great.
So, Matt knows what's coming. Where can people go and find tickets?
Okay, we are performing from the 13th to the 15th of February. That's Thursday, Friday and Saturday. On that Saturday, we are performing a matinee at 2:30 in the afternoon. The evening performances are at 7:30. If you wish to find tickets, you should go to the Nottingham Arts Theatre website or on any of the standard social media. It's Musicality Chicago, some variant of that. You'll find us. Or you can message the Musicality Facebook page if you're really stuck and can't find the tickets anywhere else.
Brilliant. I mean, can everyone just give Matt a round of applause for being able to do all the spiel? Someone always has to have that responsibility, and I know it terrifies people, so well done for getting through that. It has been an absolute joy having you here in the studio. Thank you so much for chatting to me this evening, all of you, the people who came earlier, and I wish you all the best with the show. I cannot wait to see it. It sounds fantastic. Thank you for bringing Chicago to Nottingham. Make sure you get your tickets for Musicality's upcoming production. Their version of Chicago will be on at the Nottingham Arts Theatre from the 13th to the 15th of February. Tickets are on sale now at nottingham-theatre.co.uk and are selling very, very fast. So make sure you get your tickets booked ASAP to make sure you're not disappointed. I love chatting to Musicality. They are the most wonderful people. And it's so nice to see student musical theatre thriving at the University of Nottingham.
Listening to Showtime on URN.